Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and ever-living God, gather us in as your people. As Martin Luther reformed the church, may your Spirit continue to reform our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, come February, I will have been with Pisgah for 8 years. So I figure it's high time for me to let y'all know something that some of you already know, but some of you don't. And this may come as a big surprise, but I have attention deficit disorder. Now, clearly by your reaction, this isn't coming as much as a surprise to any of you. If you've ever sat in a meeting with me or seen my office or, well, just been around me for 5 minutes, you know that this is the case. Attention deficit disorder is something that causes a person to lack focus. It's tough to pay attention. Reading can be challenging because, you know, everything else in the world is more interesting than what's on the page. And so I was finally diagnosed with this when I was in seminary. I was a senior in seminary. I made it all through high school, through college, and finally I decided, you know, I need to get this checked out. See, I already knew I had it. I did a paper on it when I was in college. I was a psychology major, and I called my mother up, and I said, "Mama, I think I have attention deficit disorder." And she goes, "Hey, yeah, we know." See, my mother was a middle school teacher. And so when I was in high school, she talked to her guidance counselor about it. And the guidance counselor said, "Yeah, don't get it checked out because they'll take him out of honors classes and put him in special ed." Because this is when ADD was spelled B-A-D, you know? And so it was a struggle for me throughout school because, like I said, paying attention is hard. Especially when teachers can be so boring. But, you know, it wasn't just that. It was raising my hand to talk. Wow, what a challenge that was. I still don't really know why I need to do that. But, you know, whatever, wait your turn. So the worst part, though, was sitting still. Because I didn't just have ADD. I have ADHD. That's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It all comes under the ADD umbrella. But, yeah. But I tell people that my dad beat the H out of me. That's so it's not as bad anymore. But, you know, when I was in school, sitting still was such a chore. Because, you know, I would perch up in my desk, you know, because I didn't want to sit regularly. Or sometimes I would just get up and walk around or blurt out in class. It was just, it could be a nightmare. But the truth is, ADD is still a challenge for me. You know, I have all kinds of, you want a fidget toy, I got them in my office. I have a whole collection of them. Why? Because I need something to distract this hand while this hand is trying to write a sermon, you know? And just keeping up with a calendar and being on time and just organizing thoughts and just, it's hard. It really is a challenge. Now, I'm medicated, but it's not a cure. It just makes things a little more reasonable, but it's just this thing that I have to deal with, you know? Now, it's not, I mean, if I had it all to do over, I would still want to be ADD because it also comes with a lot of positives to it, you know? I'm pretty sure that God called me to be a pastor because I have ADD because he knows that I couldn't sit still in church without talking anyway. So, you know, hey, it's a win-win, right? But it is, like I said, it's a challenge. But don't we all face some sort of challenge in life? I mean, some people have physical ailments that make things a lot more difficult, you know, whether it be, you know, a bad back or, you know, diabetes or cancer or, I mean, all kinds of things that can limit us and make things a little harder to do. I mean, there's emotional issues like grief or anxiety that are challenges for us. Maybe it is that you have mental disorders or any kind of ailment there is. There's challenges. Sometimes we don't even have, you know, it's not something within us. It's something on the outside. Maybe it's a difficult boss or you know, the weather or something. There's always something that makes life a little bit harder than it ought to be, right? Is it just me? That's why I think that I love today's first reading. It's kind of ironic that it is my absolute favorite verse in the Bible is Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God, especially considering that I have such a hard time being still. But it's still, it speaks to me because of all of the challenges in life, it reminds us what's really in control. Or rather, who is really in control. Listen again to the words of that song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters a spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Let's be honest, folks. There's a lot of challenges in our world, and a lot of them have nothing to do with us. You know, in case you've missed it, there's a little bit going on in the Middle East right now. You know, there's all-out war is breaking out between Israel and Palestine. Just this past week, there was another mass shooting in Maine. There are all kinds of political problems. We finally got a Speaker of the House, but it only took, what, about 100 years for that to happen. You know, back and forth and back and forth. There's all kinds of issues, all kinds of problems, whether it be personal or communal or in our country or in our world, one thing right after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. And what are we going to do? God is our refuge and strength, a very help, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and our stronghold. That is where we go, because no matter what, God's there. No matter whether it's natural disasters or war or problems, we know that God is ultimately in control of all of it. And no matter what, God has got our back. God is always with us. God is our strength. God is our stronghold. So through all of the challenges that we may face in life, we don't have to worry because we know that God's got this. So be still and know that God is God. One of the big challenges that we face right now is similar to the one Martin Luther faced many years ago. And by the way, this was one of his favorite songs. It wasn't easy to go against the Catholic Church at the time, because that was the church at the time. And he was always having opponents. And he would say, come, let us sing Psalm 46, and come what may. Bring them on. Because he knows who's ultimately in control. Well, once again, the church is in need of a reformation. The church is struggling to bring people in, to hold people accountable. The church is struggling to just be the church. And so today, we bring five more people who can help us in this, who will help not only be the church, but reform the church in the future. And so with that, I have some advice for the five of you, and it comes from my very favorite verse in the Bible, Psalm 46:10. And starts out with one word, be. Be. God has made you who you are, what you are, when you are, where you are, how you are, why you are, for a reason. There's a reason you are the way that you are. God made you this way. God made you to be just like you are. And we need what you have. We need you to be you. So when you hear that first word, be, remember who you are, whose you are, and to be that person. Because your church needs you. The church needs you. Your community needs you. Your school needs you. Your family needs you. The world needs the gifts that God has given you. You are special. You are loved. Be you. Next, be still. Maybe it's hard for you too. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, not just sit there like this all the time, not even in church, because again, I can't do it. But when I say be still, remember how important your faith is. It should be the most important thing in your life because it guides everything else that you do. You know, your faith should guide the way that you treat other people, the way that you treat your family, the way that you do your schoolwork, the way that you'll run your careers. Let your faith guide you, which means take some time every day to be still. Be still with the God who loves you. Be still with the God who is your stronghold. Be with the God who's got your back. That means take some time every day to pray. Because you know what? We can't do this on our own. And we need God's help. Take some time to pray. Come to church to just be still. There's so much else going on in the world right now. You are the most scheduled people in the world ever. You know, when I was a kid, we had soccer like once a week or something. Y'all have got something every single minute of every single day, don't you? But remember, take some time to just be still. Be still with God. So, and then be still and know. Knowledge is important. Look, I went through confirmation. It wasn't fun. Still probably isn't. But it's important. But it's just the start. You didn't graduate from Jesus today, okay? You still got to keep coming. You still have to keep learning. I went to college, learned some stuff there. I went to seminary, learned stuff there. And guess what? I'm still learning things about God because God is so amazing, so awesome, that we can never learn it all. But we have to continue to keep learning more about God, others, and ourselves. So read your Bible every day. You know, that one that we gave you for confirmation? You can still use it even though confirmation classes are over. Get out that Bible. Read it. Come to classes. Go to youth group. Use your journal. You know, do all the kinds of things to help you grow in your faith so you can know more about God. And then be still and know that God is God. Because, yeah, sometimes life gets tough. And it will be tough. But you're not alone. You're never alone. You have a God who loves you more than you can imagine. You have a God who made you to be who you are. And you got a God who will always have your back no matter what. Because God is our refuge and strength. Remember that. Be still and know that God is God. See, this is good advice for all of us, not just the confirmants. Because God made you all. Be who God made you to be. Be still. Take some time to be with God every day, every week. Take some time. Be still and know. Yeah, just because you're grown-ups doesn't mean that you can't know anymore. You haven't figured it all out. No one has. Go to Sunday school. Go to Bible study. Do these things. Read your Bible too. And be still and know that God is God. Because no matter what you hear on the news, no matter what you might read in the paper, if anybody does that anymore, no matter what you see on the internet, no matter what, God is still in control. God made this world. God made all that's in it. God is reforming you, God is reforming this church, and God is reforming the world. So be still and know that God is God. Amen.